Welcome to the Financial Marketer podcast, where we explore the tools and trends reshaping how financial brands connect with audiences. I'm Zoe, content lead at The Dubs. Today, we're diving into a subject that's gone from buzzword to business essential in record time, AI image generation. And joining me to unpack it is our executive creative director, Tristan Fawley. Tristan, like anyone who's tried AI image generation, I'm sure you've experienced that little message. Lots of people are creating images right now. And while that's frustrating, AI really is revolutionizing visual storytelling, isn't it?
Here's something that will blow your mind. 71% of all images we scrolled past on social media last year were created by artificial intelligence. The technology that seemed like science fiction just a few years ago is now dominating our visual world.
That statistic is staggering. And from what I understand, we're just at the beginning of this creative revolution.
You know what's fascinating? The market for AI image generation is already worth $336 million and is expected to grow 17.5% from 2024 to 2032. We're watching an entirely new creative industry emerge in real time.
Though I have to wonder, how are traditional creatives adapting to this shift?
Well, that's where it gets interesting. Rather than replacing human creativity, these tools are amplifying it. Take what Jessica Apotheker from BCG said at Cannes Lions. While AI is revolutionary, the emotional resonance still needs to come from human understanding.
That makes sense. I've noticed the quality of AI-generated images has improved dramatically too.
Absolutely. And let me tell you about the tools leading this charge. DALL-E 3 has completely transformed the game with its conversational creation approach, especially now that it's integrated with ChatGPT. But Midjourney, that's where professional artists are really pushing boundaries.
I've heard great things about Adobe Firefly too, especially for people already working in the creative suite.
And there's this newer player, DeepSeek Janus Pro, that's really impressive in terms of prompt accuracy and image quality. But you know what's really exciting? The way these tools are democratizing creative production.
What do you mean by democratizing?
Well, think about it. Just a few years ago, creating professional quality visuals required expensive equipment, teams of people, and weeks of work. Now, small businesses and individual creators can produce campaign quality images in minutes. The latest data from Salesforce shows 62% of marketers are already using this technology.
Though that raises some serious ethical considerations, doesn't it? Especially around misinformation and deepfakes.
That's exactly why the industry is developing some fascinating solutions. We're seeing the emergence of built-in authentication tools, content verification systems, and ethical guidelines. But you're right, we're in this period where the technology is racing ahead of our frameworks.
So what's next for this technology? Where do you see it heading?
Three major trends are emerging. First, we're moving toward complete cross-channel integration. Imagine seamlessly creating matching images, videos, and 3D content all in one workflow. Second, there's hyper-personalization, where AI can generate highly specific visuals for different audience segments. And third, we're seeing the development of robust ethical AI features.
That's quite a shift from those early days of weird extra fingers and strange proportions in AI art.
You know what's interesting about those technical quirks? They're becoming less frequent as the technology evolves, but some creators are actually embracing these artificial characteristics as a unique aesthetic choice. It's becoming its own creative medium rather than just a tool for replication.
So it sounds like we're moving beyond just trying to make AI-generated images look real.
Exactly. And that's what makes this moment so exciting. We're not just replicating traditional visual creation methods. We're expanding our creative possibilities in entirely new directions. The most innovative brands are using these tools to experiment with concepts and styles that weren't even possible before.
Looking ahead, what should we be watching for?
Keep an eye on how this technology integrates with emerging platforms and formats. We're already seeing 76% of marketers using generative AI for content creation overall. But more importantly, watch how it influences creative strategy and brand storytelling. The companies that understand this isn't just about efficiency, but about expanding creative possibilities. Those are the ones that will really stand out.
That's quite a journey from where we started with those first crude AI image generators.
Indeed it is. And you know what? We're still just at the beginning of understanding what's possible when we combine human creativity with AI's capabilities. The next few years are going to be fascinating to watch.
So for financial marketers, the message is clear. AI image generation isn't a passing trend. It's a shift in how we create. The earlier you adopt and master it, the bigger your creative and competitive edge. Tristan, thanks for joining me. And if you're listening and want to explore AI creative strategies for your brand, reach out to us at The Dubs. We'd love to help.